Hey everyone, this is the Harbol Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And this is actually one of my favorite items, and I'm glad we were able to get some of these in stock to sell to you guys. So what this is a flash drive. Now, I know most of you are gonna say, what's the big deal about a flash drive? They're a dime a dozen. Well, they are, but I kind of am under the opinion that not every flash drive is made the same. And I have had tons of flash drives over the years. I have had super small ones. I've had super large ones. I've had, you know, some that did this, some that did that. And this is actually my favorite one because, number one, I think that you can get too small when it comes to flash drives because they get very, very tiny these days. And you can easily lose them because they are so small. Also, when you go to put them in the computer, take them out of the computer, or put them in your phone or out of your phone or whatever, if they're so small, you can't hardly get a hold of them or whatever. So this one is going to check the box as it's going to be small, but it's not going to be too small. It's about an inch long. But the main reason why I love this flash drive is because it gives you both USB-C and USB. So if you are like me and you have a lot of things with USB-C, but you also have some things with USB, this is going to be the perfect flash drive for you. Or maybe you're going to get something off of your computer and put it on a friend's computer. Their computer maybe only has regular standard USB. Then you could take it off your computer with the USB-C, and then you could slide out the USB and put it on their computer with USB. So this is a aluminum body flash drive, and it has a little, I'll call it a little handle or a little slide switch on the top of it. And when you push down and slide this switch to the left, now of course it all depends on how you're looking at the flash drive. If you feel the flash drive where it's actually got a little bit of a slope to it, so there's one side that's completely flat and there's another side that has a little bit of a slope to it. If you're looking at that side and you slide it out to the left, you are going to get a standard USB 3.1 flash or USB plug that slides out. And that can be plugged into any standard USB port. And then if you press in and slide it back to the middle, it's going to retract that standard USB plug. Now, if I push in and slide it to the right, it's going to bring out and lock into place a USB Type-C. And this is a fast USB-C. It's transfer, I think, like 150 megabits per second transfer speed on this. So this is just so cool. And it will just slide out to the right or slide out to the left, and you're going to get the best of both worlds. You're going to get USB on one side, standard USB, and then you're going to get USB-C on another side. Now, the other cool thing about this is it will work on your iPhone if you have one of the newer iPhones, like I do, the 15 or the 15 Pro, the ones with USB-C. And any phones going forward, Apple is going to have USB-C. Well, you can actually access files, pictures, music, and everything right on your phone with this flash drive. So I'm going to show you guys how to do that. So let me plug this into my computer, and I'm going to put a few songs on it. Okay, and I'm going to go over to my OneDrive here, and I'm going to go to music. And I'm going to bring up some music here. Let's see, go into 80s. Okay, let me get a couple of these songs. Should've known better. Yeah, Richard Marx. Okay, cool. Let me do that one. Let's put that one on there. And little Iggy Pop. And we'll put a little share. Okay, now let me go remove this flash drive. Eject. Okay, so I have ejected that. So now I'm going to take this over to my phone. So I've got my iPhone 15 here, and I'm going to open this up. And I am going to, let me slow the speech down. Settings for accessibility. Okay, now I'm going to plug this flash drive into the bottom of my phone with the USB-C port. I'm going to go open up the Files app. Open Files.
Double tap to open app. Double tap, browse, back
okay.
button.
And I'm going to go
browse, more,
back
button,
to the main
more,
screen.
More, browse, heading, search,
and
search
it's
field.
Up at the top left, you're going to look for where it says location.
Dictate button, locations. Button,
there it is.
Heading, iCloud Drive on my iPhone. OneDrive, but no name button. Recently deleted, no name button.
Okay, it might be the one that says no name. So I'm going to tap on no name.
06. If I could turn
yep.
back
and there it is.
Button.
And there are my songs that I put on the flash drive. I have not renamed the flash drive because out of the package it comes with just no name. So I could put Brent's music, I could put whatever, I could put iPhone files, whatever I want to put, and it'll show up that way in the Files app. So now I'm going to go click on one of these songs.
06, if I could turn back time.
So I'm going to tap
audio,
on that.
8, double tap to open app. Share, media timeline, 0 seconds, play button.
And I'm going to hit play.
List.
And button. There I go. Okay, so this is super cool because you could actually have your books on the flash drive. You could have your descriptive movies. You could have music. And we've got a couple of... Let me pause this.
List. Zero's done. 34's done.
Let me just hit done.
06.
Okay, now I could go over here and I could click
07.
Another song.
07. Real Wild Child.
Go.
List. Button.
And I could play it.
Zero. Done. But play. Button. List.
Wild
button.
Wild one. Wild one. Wild one. Wild one.
And there we go. So you could have whatever you want on your... close this. On your flash drives, we've got these in two sizes. We've got them in 64 gig and we've got them in 256 gig, which is a ton of space. So you could load these things up with your music. You could load these things up with your audiobooks, your descriptive movies, whatever you want. And you could plug it right into the bottom of your iPhone 15. And then you can go to the Files app. And then you can access all of the files and everything right there. And then when you're done, just pull it straight out of the bottom and you're good to go. You don't have to do a safely remove like Windows does or anything like that. So you could literally have a ton of stuff. I mean, 256, that is a ton of space. 64 gig is quite a bit of space, but if we're talking music, 256 is a ton of music. So you could carry this thing in your pocket whenever you want. You could slide it into the bottom of your phone, and then you would have all your music right there, and you could actually have a lower storage iPhone. So you might not have, you know, a ton of storage on your iPhone. You might have, you know, 64 gig. You might have 32 gig, whatever. I think the lowest that the 15s go is 64 gig. But anyway, if you don't want to use up all your iPhone storage with songs and books and movies and stuff like that, put them on the flash drive and just slide this little connector out, boom, plug it right in, and then you could play whatever you want right there on your phone. And then if you have to go to your computer, take some stuff off, and your computer doesn't have USB-C, then you can just slide it out the other side, and now you've got a standard USB plug, because every computer is going to have at least a USB standard. It might not have C, but it's going to have at least a standard USB if your computer was purchased within like the last 15, 20 years. And if it was purchased in the last like 5 to 6, 7 years, then it's probably going to have USB-C. But anyway, this is going to cover you for both both things, for both types of, you know, types of media or whatever with, or type supports with standard USB and USB-C. And you could tell and you could see how fast it copied the music onto this flash drive. So this allows for really fast transfer speed, and it is a really, really nice little size. It's big enough to be able to get a grip on it, pull it out of the computer, put it in the computer, but it's not so small, but it's also small to be able to throw in a pocket and you're not even gonna know it's there. But it's not so small that you're gonna lose it, because I've got some over here that are smaller than like a postage stamp, and I could definitely lose those very, very easily. So I love this flash drive. You get the dual capabilities of it. You get the ability to use it in the bottom of your iPhone 15. And like I mentioned, any phones going forward from Apple are going to have the USB-C. And if you're an Android user, then you can probably do the same thing. Put this in the bottom of your Android phone, and then you can access your files on it. I don't know if Blind Shell allows you to do that. So that I cannot speak to, but I'm sure Android does. I know iPhone or Apple does with their iPhone. And same with my iPad. So if you have an iPad and you want to play music from your iPad, same thing. Just pop this in your USB-C port on the bottom, or books or movies or whatever. Pop it in the USB-C port on the bottom of your iPad. Go to files on the iPad, and you can still access it right there and do the same thing. So basically any iPad, iPhone that uses USB-C, you can do that with this. So very, very cool, guys. These are brand new, and I love these things. It, like I said, it is my favorite flash drive, and we've got these in 64 gig, and we've got them in 256 gig. So definitely one to fit whatever size that you need. So if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@hardboltcompany.com. Oh, by the way, when this is not slid out, your USB and your USB-C port are protected inside this little enclosure. So it's going to keep them from getting damaged or anything like that when they are slid into the middle. Then you will have the protection of this little enclosure to not damage those ports or those plugs. So you can email us sales@hardboltcompany.com, and our website is hardboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.
Pause button.